after such a good run of results. It's a disappointing way for that good run to come to an end.
Yeah, most certainly, yeah. Look, you know, we went to the well a number of times in the last couple of weeks, and we basically didn't start till half time. And to be fair to Cove, you know, we watched them last week down in Cork, and you know what they have. They're young, with a bit of experience with Paul Hunt and McAleady and that. But they hit you in the counter attack, and they scored a very good goal to their credit off the Leonard lad, and he took it very, very well. But from our point of view, we only woke up at half time, which seems to be a recurring theme here at home. And despite a lot of half chances, we really didn't have an out and out chance to equalise, but that way to you. And fair play to Cove. You know, they deserve their 1-0 win, and we can only congratulate them, but obviously very disappointed with their own performance, as we are with the result.
Yeah, their keeper was busy in the second half, but as you say, Ollie, Harps never really tested them the way you would have wanted them to.
Yeah, look, we watched them last week. They went 1-0 up against Kevin Healy in the first 3 minutes in the setback, and dealt with crosses and dealt with half chances very, very well. You know, we felt if we could get the first goal, they would have to come out, but we didn't. We had a couple of half. I thought we started quite well. Maybe the first 15 minutes we got in behind them. But once they scored, they sat back, and to their credit, they played. You know, they went long with the keeper. We'd win our first header and they pick up second ball. And so like, so then the McAleady must have been on the ball, Darren Murphy, more than anybody, to their credit, and they were very much up for it. We weren't up for it at all in the first half. To be fair, in the second half, we probably were, but we left it too late. And no, we could have got an equaliser in the last minute, but to be honest with you, I don't know if we deserved it, you know.
Yeah, and for all the possession you had, and at times played some good football as well, Ollie, just in the final third, and that's not the first time that's happened this season, just lack of killer instinct, really.
Yeah, you know, it's difficult to go and point into individuals. You know, look, this was a coming, absolutely it was coming. We knew how difficult Cove would be to break down. You know, whether the players took that on board or not, I think at half time they realise, yeah, they're in a serious game here that'll take a huge turnaround to like, as I said to them, Cove finished third 2 years ago, second last year. And the table is lying a bit in from where they are. They'll take serious points off teams. Unfortunately, they did that to us tonight. We weren't good enough, you know, Cove, while they're young. We were very young there tonight. That's not an excuse. You know, we had about 8 20-year-olds, 7 20-year-olds out there, if I'm correct. I might be exaggerating with one there, but that's what we had. Cove have probably 7 or 8 as well, but that's, you know, it's not an excuse. We probably missed a little bit of experience of people that were unavailable and injured, and we paid the cost. Was it coming for a while? It probably was. But unfortunately it happened here tonight, and we've got to pick up the pieces.
Yeah, and what about Lee Toland? That's yet another player who looks to have picked up what looks like a bad injury, Ollie.
Yeah, Lee's been taken to the Letterkenny Hospital, and we'll call over and see how he's got on, but certainly the first prognosis isn't great. He's done damage to his ankle, but we'll wait to see what the X-ray shows up and where he's at. It's another setback that we don't need with the amount of injuries that we have, and long term injuries of that. This looks like another one. But look, we'll find out in an hour or two where he's at, and please God, maybe he's not as bad as we first think.
Yeah, and Keith Cowan came off the bench. I'm sure you'd prefer to give him a rest up after he picked up that injury last weekend, but that needs must.
Well, Keith Cowan wasn't fit enough to start, to be fair to him. He made himself available to talk as a sub, and we took a chance on it in the last 15 minutes. Look, he wouldn't have lasted the game with his hamstring anyway. You know, we patched him up and we took a chance on it and 1-0 down. You know, did he do damage to it? Please God, he hasn't. But we had to try something. We're down bodies, we're down numbers, we're down a bit of quality as well. But that's where we're at, and we know how difficult this division is. You know, there's all point in saying, you know, we know people are probably saying, no, we're a brutal side and we were great last week. We're neither. We're somewhere in the middle. And, you know, it'll take us to improve to make any headway in the top half of the table. And for me, if we were to finish in the top half of the table, I think it would be decent. You know, I think people might have got carried away with the run of results we had. And we ran our luck quite a lot in those results, with last-minute winners here and there and hanging on up in Shelburne last week. And, you know, it came to an end tonight as regards the little bit of luck, if you like. We weren't hectic down in Longford whatsoever and got a great 3 points. We were probably similar here tonight and got nothing. And we didn't deserve anything tonight. And fair play to Cove. Like, you know, Stephen Henderson has done a great job down there over the last number of years. They've been building and building with that side. I think King Coleman has only won the last to Limerick, and they've been together. Is that an excuse for losing them? No, it's not. But it'll take time from where we're coming from. Yeah, we've a little bit of experience, but we've, I think, 7 20-year-olds have started there tonight as well, and that does take time. Not in any manner am I making excuses for losing to them because of 7 20-year-olds. That's what we have, and that's what we'll have to work with to try and get wherever we're going to go.